Okej. Radio Krishna 101 or something. Well, I mean, and this is maybe a little bit more advanced. At least how we learned it, because you have, when you're a beginner, at least we were simply advised to simply follow our teacher, our guru, our spiritual master. And not to think, imagine that we can receive inner guidance and instructions from Super Soul there in the heart, Paramatma. That's for those who are advanced. But at the same time, we encountered that all the time, and I think most of us did. But you know, gotta depend on Krishna, gotta depend on Krishna, stay in the heart, pray for guidance, for shelter, and so on. So, I mean, when you live, you just have to do that. Decisions are to be made, and paths in life chosen. And well, you know, sometimes you have a wise one there who you trust, and who you can just turn to for advice or solutions. But actually, we often recite that verse, Oma Gyanati Mirandasya, saying that the Guru is here to open our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge so that we can see ourselves, not that we remain blind and dependent on asking our guru for every little thing, which we often did back in the beginning there. Because that may turn into some kind of irresponsible tendency kind of life, where you are not even able to make up your own decisions because you have learned to distrust yourself. Even in some cases, despise ourselves, which is, I claim, not what it says there in the Oma Gyanati Mirandasya and the teachings in general. And why should it? Because, well, you know, why would a teacher or guru just want to have an entourage of people who are always constantly asking questions, what to do now, Maharaj, what to do now, Guruji? Drive you crazy, I think. Rather, hey, this is how you learn to actually not just listen to your mind and take shelter of your independent intelligence and all that. But getting a deeper guidance from, you know, Paramatma is there in your heart too. And this verse there with the bird and the tree, we can then turn to the friend there for advice and guidance. It's about everyone, right? So but how to learn that, and I spoke about it before, but I remember when I was in Sankirtan and we were out there on the streets all day, it became so completely obvious and clear beyond any doubt by daily experience that the way to be successful, to sell many books and, you know, get the message out there, the knowledge out there, was, I mean, unless you were very good at subversion and selling and all that, which I wasn't, it's just a surrender. Chant and chant and pray and just stop thinking, really, and just, hey Krishna, take over here, you, please. And then sometimes that happened, and you could do that, be there doing things or being part of doing things. That were outstanding and that you wouldn't even expect or believe that you could do, and which you couldn't because it was Krishna acting to do it. But then, you know, one may slip into that, now I know how to do it, now I've surrendered. And then you expect it to continue, and then whoops, next day you don't sell any books. Anyway, we're going to continue.
Jag har fått 5 minuter.